Tell McKay had a boner in history class. At least it hadn't happened in math, where he'd have to stand at the board to solve a problem, and then everyone could see his problem. His cheeks burned, imagining how much that would suck. He shifted in his seat and blamed his situation on the distraction seated in front of him. The oh-so-hot, oh-so-out-of-his-league, sweet, sexy, and amazingly perfect class beauty, Georgia Hotchkiss. Yeah, Georgia was always on his mind. She was something else, a petite powerhouse, the ultimate diversion. Those damn short, damn tight cheerleading skirts that showcased her athletic body. If he angled his head to the side, he caught a glimpse of her muscular thigh instead of the back of her head. Not that the view was bad. Her hair was as black and shiny as a crow's wing in the sun. Add in her china-white skin, full ruby lips, and Georgia could be a modern-day Snow White. You're a real poet, McKay. More like a fucking pervert. Think about something else. Tell? Startled by the husky rasp of his name, he glanced up from his notebook, right into pale, icy blue eyes that made him stammer like a fool.
What?
Did you do the homework assignment? Be cool. Do not imagine Hot Lips Hotchkiss whispering that in your ear.
Yep.
Her mouth curved into a smile. He wondered if the gloss glistening on her lips was flavored. Would it taste like bubblegum? Peaches? Ripe black cherries?
Thank God. Can I copy it?
Tell managed to rip his focus from her plump lips. Before he could speak, she cranked the charm on high.
Please, you let me do it before, and I didn't have time because I was...
sucking face with your asshole boyfriend. Not that he'd ever say that, but man, he hated Declan Deck Veldekamp. Not just because the super jock, aka big man on campus, was dating the hottest girl in their class. The guy was a prick and a bully, and those were his best traits.
You was what?
Tell whispered back. Bottle feeding the replacement calves my dad got yesterday. He snorted.
You don't believe me? I'm serious. I had chores to finish last night.
So did I. And I was up until 3 a.m. helping my brothers pull a couple of calves since my dad
was passed out in the barn.
Needed some shut-eye, and I still got my homework done.
Her tempting lips formed a pretty pout.
I don't see the big deal in you letting me copy it real quick.
You wouldn't.
Like you didn't see a problem asking me to help you with prom decorations, and I ended up doing everything. Like you didn't see a problem asking me to help with Fellowship of Christian Athletes concessions, and I ended up doing everything. Please tell. I'm desperate.
Miss Hotchkiss, Mrs. Wall said sharply, stop flirting with Mr. McKay and get ready to turn in your assignment.
Swish.
Her silky hair tickled Tell's knuckles as she whipped her head. The scent of cherries traveled from his nose straight to his crotch. Fucking awesome.
I'm afraid that's the problem, Mrs. Walls,
Georgia intoned sweetly.
I seem to have lost my assignment, and I was just asking if he saw the paper fall out of my binder.
Is that true, Tell?
Now Miss Sweet and Sexy was asking him to lie for her? Bull crap.
No, ma'am. That is not true.
Well, then, what were you two whispering about that was so all-fired important that you disrupted my class?
Mrs. Walls demanded. Tell knew the hard-nosed teacher wouldn't let it go.
Georgia and I were talking about the upcoming class project. Beans were partners. She forgot the folder with our notes and discovered she'd slipped her assignment in it, too.
When Georgia gaped at him, Tell allowed a smug grin, but stopped short of giving her a conspiratorial wink.